Not paying attention to details can definitely be costly. Take it from me and my experience buying a glamper, an LOL glamper. And if you're thinking, what the heck even is that? Well, stay tuned. You don't want to miss this episode. We'll get into it after the theme song.
So the big question is this. How do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things? Doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. My youngest daughter, Lorianne, had finally accumulated the money, or a portion of the money, that she needed for this LOL glamper that she had just been nagging us about nonstop. And this whole thing started, maybe a month or so ago, when she had found this LOL glamper. I'm not sure how she found it, probably YouTube, but she found out about this LOL glamper and she was just, oh, I want to get this. And we had our conversation about, all right, now how are you going to get that glamper? And the glamper itself cost $100. So we went through this whole exercise. I'm big right on instilling entrepreneurial values in my children. And so we went through this whole exercise of, well, what can you do to make some money for this? And at the time, she had been doing these little massages around the house, just me and Derek, just, you know, either massaging our feet or massaging our shoulders. And so I just said to her, well, what about your massages? And she goes, yeah, I can do massages. I can make money. So I said, how much are you going to charge? And she said, $10. I'm like, okay. And for how long, Lori? For 5 minutes. I said, oh, wow. All right. This will be an interesting value equation, but okay, here we go. So fast forward, we went ahead, did the massages, and we did them at the church. So amongst friends and families, and Lori had made $50. And so she made her $50, her glamper cost $100. I really just wanted her to get through, you know, the entrepreneurial lessons of it all, right? And to see that, hey, I can go and make money and get the things that I want and that type of thing. And so, you know, she made her $50 and we had our conversation about her not having enough, but, you know, mommy and daddy will take care of the rest and we'll go to the store. So we went to the store and we went to Walmart. We went one evening. I think it was a Saturday evening at like 6 o'clock because I told her exactly the time that we were going to go. And she kept asking, well, what time is it? And she's at that stage. She's in kindergarten. So she's at that stage where, you know, that concept of time is slowly evolving, right? The number sequences, yeah, we got that down, but that time piece is slowly evolving. So she kept coming back to ask, all right, what time is it? Finally, we left, we got in the car, we headed to Walmart, walked in the doors, and the first path we went, it was like the girls had mastered the store. The first path we went was straight to the toy aisle. And, you know, I had kind of let them lead. Derek was there. The whole family was there. So we had just kind of let them lead the way, her and Nyla, looking for this glamper. And they found it. And we heard that they found it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. And it happened to be the last one. So we got it off the shelf, this like 3 foot long box, got it off the shelf, got it in the cart. And, Lori was just anxiously wheeling it up to the front, just anxiously on her way to the register. And here we are walking behind, you know, taking pictures. Yay, you know, you did it, all this great stuff. And we get up to the register, wait in line for a second, then it's our turn. Now, I had Lori's money in a little change purse, cute little owl change purse. And I had her money in there, her $50 that she had made, and like 25 other dollars that the girls just had from other things that they had done sitting in this change purse. So I gave Lori a roll of money that I had designated as her money, and I gave it to her. As we put the things, put the box and a couple other things that we had got near the checkout line up on the belt, Lori had the money. And so I just started to reach in my wallet. And as he said the total, I just told Lori, okay, hand him the money. And I could see that she had the money in her hands, but she had it kind of crumpled in different places, and it was kind of like spread out amongst her hands. And so she just handed him the money, and I didn't think much of it. I started to reach in to grab my debit card. And when the cashier told me the total, I quickly did the math and said, that doesn't sound right. So I asked him, how much money did she give you? And he said, $30. I said, It was one of those times where I'm like, how was that possible? I'm pretty sure that I counted $50, and that was what I had rolled up and given to her. And I didn't want to accuse the cashier of like slipping $20 off to the side, because I mean, that just, it didn't seem right. It didn't seem believable. I'm the internal optimist with people. And so I'm just like, okay, well, maybe I miscounted a little bit. I grabbed 10 extra dollars out of that change purse that the girls had, because I'm thinking, well, maybe I just mixed up the money. And I said, okay, well, I'll at least put 10 extra dollars, just $40. I'll just take care of the rest. And so I am perplexed at this point, but paying for the rest of the order. And so as we walk out and we get to the car, we get everything loaded in, and then Derek was driving, so I get into the passenger seat, and I look in the change purse, and I count the money, and it occurs to me, wait a second, she must have had $50. There's no way. Like, the math is not adding up with what is left here. And so I was kind of pissed off. I wasn't sure who I was pissed off at, though. This was interesting. And the reason I was pissed off is because here was money that my girls had made that literally, I don't know where $20 went. I don't know if Lori dropped it. I don't know if the cashier stole it. I don't know what happened. But the fact that it was their money. It was something that was important. And now it was gone. And I felt responsible for it. And it just made me think about details. Now, I'm self-proclaimed not always great with the details. And I try to compensate for that by surrounding myself with people who help me on that front. So I don't do a lot of different details. Either I'm hiring people to help me, or, you know, leaning on support. Let's say my husband, for instance, is very great with details and appointments and that type of thing. Okay, he will usually do that. I may be better with sort of, okay, let's look at this bigger picture thing here. Okay, I'll take care of that. But just compensating for those weaknesses. But from a details perspective, what this whole story illustrated for me is the simple idea and thought that if we do not pay attention to the things that are important in some way, they can be costly to us. Now, think about this in your business. When there are little details, and when you're first starting off, right, smaller things, yeah, they may be costly, but they may not cost you as much. But the bigger you go, you hear it all the time, the bigger you go, the more you make, those mistakes can add up in the thousands, and for some people, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I haven't seen those types of problems yet, but I know that they can exist. And so what I want to leave with you and encourage you to take from an action standpoint is take a quick evaluation and just think about, as you're growing your business, what are some of the details that are maybe getting lost in the crack that are maybe not costing you thousands of dollars, maybe not even costing you hundreds yet that you can see, but maybe they're costing you a lot in time. And that time turns into money because you could be spending your time doing other things that generate other revenue. And so it's just important that we find a way to pay attention to the details so you don't end up losing the things that are important. So with this, take it and take action. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. You can find the show notes for this episode and just about all the other episodes on CandiceSpears.com. So go and check it out. Not only can you find the show notes, but you'll find other bonus resources, some freebies, some blog posts that may be helpful to you. There's plenty hanging out at my home base. So go to CandiceSpears.com. I guarantee you there will be some things there to help you on your bigger impact journey. Goodbye for now.